If somebody's sitting, you know, in their pyjamas with last night's pizza, tweeting, and they've got four followers, is that publication?
Well, I think you make a very good point, and the truth is I'm not going to be very concerned about somebody who is tweeting with four followers, because that's unlikely to be of any concern, because it's not going to undermine a case. But, of course, the danger we have in all this is that we know how quickly a tweet can go viral. And so in some cases, people can say things which suddenly start to reproduce and are seen by hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes.
And so there is that risk which didn't exist previously, because previously what would have been a private conversation in a sitting room or a pub would never have got beyond it.
Well, look, journalists, as you know, to varying degrees, but do some legal training and are made aware by any responsible journalistic organisation anyway of what the legal framework is. If you were to try to explain someone who's listening to this now, who might want to say, oh, I can't stand old so-and-so who happens to be up in court on various charges, and here's what I think of him or her, and by the way, here's what I heard, you know, in the school playground that they did, whatever it is. Now, if you were to try to explain to them in a paragraph what they can and can't say, how would you put it?
Well, my advice would be don't comment. If the case is live, if it's coming on for trial, it's very important that that trial should take place in a fair way, and in a way where a jury, it can't be suggested that the jury is being influenced by extraneous material which has not been presented in court. So the wise course of action in those circumstances is not to comment at all.
The follow-up to that is that if this is going to work, you've got to be seen to take action when you think it's warranted.
Yes, and I do take action if I think it's warranted. We have had a case of a juror who tweeted. It brought a trial to an end. It cost £300,000 of taxpayers' money, and he was sent to prison for a month.
It's worth people knowing that, isn't it?
Yes. And I mean, I don't make quite clear the penalties are for the court, not for me.
But oh, no, quite.
If there are such cases, I will have to take action. And I'd much rather not have to take action. I'm not trying to act as a universal policeman. I can't do it anyway. I just want to see the court system continue to operate in a fair and proper manner.
And finally, just and briefly, I mean, this is territory that we're only beginning to explore, isn't it?
Yes, I think that's right. But I think one's also got to get it in perspective. There are about 18,500 Crown Court trials with juries every year. And actually the number which are experiencing problems is tiny. But it's despite that, it's still a problem. And we've got to try to do something about it.
Dominic Grieve, Attorney General. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The time, 20 minutes to 9:00.